This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, there are Fridays on which one wonders where to start this particular radio program, what the big economic story of the week might have been. Oh, not so today. It comes to us indirectly via Wall Street and is neatly but somewhat ambiguously wrapped up by the term emerging markets. Here to help us wrap up the week are Catherine Rampell from The New York Times and Felix Salmon from Reuters. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Good afternoon.
Felix, I need you to help me feel better. First of all, is this emerging markets meltdown? Is that too strong a word?
No, it's not. They're imploding.
That's not making me feel
around
better,
the world.
Dude.
It's Argentina, it's Turkey, it's you name it. It's every country where people were running to put their money and get high returns in a low return world. Suddenly all of that money seems to have evaporated.
Catherine, help me understand, though. That money is leaving the emerging markets, and it is, in theory, coming here because we're the safe place. And if that's true, why is the stock market going down?
I think there's still a lot of concern about this volatility, about returns being quite low here. If a lot of money floods into the United States, where interest rates are still incredibly low, near zero, in fact. So there's a lot of concern about the uncertainty that lies ahead.
Is there a way, Catherine, that this comes back and bites the American economy in the keister?
To the extent that instability anywhere can be contagious and can get investors a little bit skittish, more than a little bit skittish, consumers a little bit skittish. Yes, I mean, confidence feeds on confidence. And if you have a lack of confidence elsewhere and so many markets are interlinked, then that's problematic.
Felix, give me another chance to make me feel better, right? I mean, come on here.
Yeah.
All right,
This is a continent-sized economy we have going on here in the United States. We just had a very solid GDP growth number. Most Americans just deal with other Americans. Most American companies just deal with other American companies. We're not a tiny island nation like the one I come from, which means that if something weird is going on in Argentina or in Turkey, honestly, it doesn't make that much of a difference to the United States.
Yeah,
the United States can weather this.
You go,
okay.
Catherine. You go. Come on.
I don't know. Multinational companies are an increasingly important part of our economy.
What she said.
They have a lot of exposure abroad. You know, we are much more interlinked today than we were in the past.
And Felix,
so
here's
I think
the other,
still worrisome.
Right. And Felix, here's the other thing.
No,
hold it. New topic. That GDP report, since you brought it up, right? 3.2% nifty, but not what it was a quarter prior, and a little sign of softness on corporate spending. Is it as good as you thought it was, really?
I'll take it. I'm happy with it, honestly. I'm not going to complain at 3.2%. That's a good, solid figure. I'm not going to start looking that gift horse in the mouth.
Let me explain my fear, then. I just worry that it's yet another spring, which would be, I think, four to the last five, in which it's two steps forward, one step back in the economy.
So what's the step back?
Well, it's not as high as, you know, the growth rate was slower than the prior quarter.
Oh, this is Kai Rizdahl with his second derivatives. We're going
yes,
up.
Yes,
we're
just how
going
long
up
have you known me?
At a slower,
at a
slower pace.
Let me do the regression and I'll run my spreadsheet and I'll get back to you.
I'm going to be optimistic on the first derivative and you can be pessimistic on the second derivative. And I'm the person going to be going up and you're going to be going up as well, just not realizing it.
Oh, my. I don't if I even knew what any of that meant. All right. We have a minute left. We have 45 seconds left. New topic. I saw, honestly, what was kind of a sad picture. Ben Bernanke walking out of the Federal Reserve building for the last time today. Catherine, how will he be remembered in the fullness of history?
I think he will probably be remembered very positively as rescuing the economy, at least from going off the brink, particularly at a time when Congress was not doing a whole lot to help the United States economy keep from going over the edge. He took a lot of non-traditional measures, a lot of really scary measures, and was a very creative thinker. And, you know, as an academic, was probably uniquely prepared to deal with the crisis, given his past research into the Great Depression and other equally frightening episodes.
Felix, your quick thoughts on Mr. Bernanke as he goes?
Yeah, what Catherine said. He stepped up. He did what he had to do. He didn't win any popularity contests. But given the utter inaction by Congress, he was the person who helped the economy get growing again.
All right. I got to go look up second derivatives. Felix Salmon from Reuters, Catherine Rampell from The New York Times. Have yourselves a good weekend, guys.